Saturday, December the 1st, marked World AIDS Day, a global initiative focusing this year on the need for visionary and innovative leadership to help meet the many targets that have been set in the fight against HIV and AIDS. At his general audience last week, Pope Benedict appealed for even greater efforts to stop the spread of HIV infections, saying he felt spiritually close to all those affected by the pandemic. As we marked World AIDS Day, the latest statistics show a drop in the estimated numbers of people living with HIV worldwide. According to UNAIDS, there are just over 33 million people living with the virus, around 95% of them in developing nations. Monsignor Bob Vitillo is Special Advisor on HIV and AIDS with Caritas Internationalis and has been working with church leaders on this issue for over two decades. Philippa Hitchin asked him if there is anything we can celebrate on this World AIDS Day.
I think we need to approach this World AIDS Day both with some celebration and then still a great deal of concern. We can celebrate the fact that in some countries of very high prevalence, the infection rate has begun to go down. At the same time, we're challenged by the fact that in some of those very same countries, new people are being infected every day. And also, those who have changed their behavior don't always maintain the behavior change and begin to engage in sexual activity outside of marriage and therefore put themselves and others at greater risk. The other thing is that I think we need to celebrate the fact that more and more people are getting access to the life-saving antiretroviral medications. Even in developing countries, more people are getting access to these medications and therefore are able to live longer, are able to take care of their families. Again, we have to be challenged by the fact, though, that only about 50% of the people who need these medications are getting access to them. And so there are many, many more people that we have to help to get these medications. And then finally, I think we have to look beyond the numbers, beyond the quantitative analysis, and look at the qualitative situation. Those people who are living with HIV, especially in the developing countries, and especially the poor, even in the high-income countries, are still subject to a great deal of suffering, marginalization, discrimination, and stigmatization. And so we have to see this World AIDS Day as an opportunity to face the challenge that we bring down the stigma and that we make sure that everyone has equal access to medication, to care and support.
The churches have a particularly significant role to play here, don't they, in this work of trying to break through barriers of stigma and discrimination. And yet many church leaders would say governments are still not willing to work more closely together with the churches on this crucial issue.
Yes, the churches certainly have a great deal role to play and are playing a great role. When we have religious leaders speaking out against stigmatization, when we have religious leaders such as many in the Catholic Church reaching out to touch people with HIV and AIDS and to be sure that they get good quality care, that speaks very loudly to the rest of the population that still has a great deal of fear and myths that they operate under with regard to HIV and AIDS. And in those countries where churches and governments have been able to work well together, then we begin to see some of that lowering of the infection rate and some of the better numbers that have been issued on this World AIDS Day. However, in many countries, still there's an effort by governments to control the situation when no government, no church, or any one group in society can control the situation of HIV and AIDS. It really takes coordination of efforts. And especially in those countries that try to manage all of the medication by themselves, because a great deal of money comes in some of the developing countries in order to fund these programs. When the governments try to manage this all by themselves, it's really impossible to reach out, especially to the people living in the most rural areas, the most marginalized people in society. That's exactly where the churches are serving. And so I believe that governments have to open up and begin to work much more actively with the churches, both to fight discrimination and to deliver services.
The theme for this World AIDS Day, Keeping the Promise, is focusing very much on visionary leadership, isn't it? What does this mean to you?
Well, I think we first of all have to make sure, in keeping with this theme, that the leaders of the church come out and speak about HIV and AIDS and show the kind of leadership that the church could and should take in response to HIV. And we've had that. Pope Benedict XVI already has spoken about this in his Wednesday audience. He's done it each year on the occasion of World AIDS Day. That speaks very loudly to the church, both Catholic Church as well as other people of goodwill. Many bishops' conferences have done similar efforts in terms of speaking about this. So the church leaders are taking leadership, but then also we need church leaders and believers in general to ask their governments to take more leadership and to hold their governments accountable to keep the promises that they've made in terms of getting more access to medication, care, and support.
You're currently in the Ukraine, aren't you, talking to bishops there, seeing what the leaders of the churches there are doing to combat AIDS in an area which is of extreme concern at the moment, isn't it?
Yes, I'm here in the Ukraine to speak to the Synod of Greek Catholic Bishops, who showed a great deal of concern as we reflected on this for a whole day. Not only the challenge to the church in Ukraine, but the challenge to the church throughout the world that's posed by HIV. But the bishops here especially are concerned about the situation of Ukraine. The largest, about 90% of all of the new cases in Eastern Europe and Central Asia occur in two countries, the Russian Federation and Ukraine. And so the bishops are very, very sensitive to this fact and wanted to think deeply and then begin to strategize some action steps in terms of trying to address the situation in the Ukraine.
What kind of strategies are you talking about? Can you give us some very practical ideas of the ways in which you'd like to see them working more closely on this issue?
Well, first of all, we need to expand the efforts that are already being made by Caritas in the Ukraine, both of the Greek Catholic Church and of the Latin Church, because they already are reaching out. They're providing home care services, treatment services, especially to the poorest people affected by HIV. And by doing that, then they also help to fight stigma and discrimination in the population. But also, the church in the Ukraine is looking to train the clergy and religious about this so that they could overcome their own fears and that they could give very positive pastoral support to people living with and affected by HIV.
Catholics are, of course, not the majority church there in the Ukraine. What is the situation in terms of working together perhaps with the Orthodox churches on this?
I know that the Catholic Church is involved in the All-Ukrainian Council of Churches in terms of trying to have an ecumenical approach to this.
This is a question I ask you perhaps every year when we speak at this time, but you've been dealing with this for so many years now. What is it perhaps at this time that gives you most hope in the struggle against HIV/AIDS? People you've met or stories you've heard that really do give you the courage to continue fighting this, what seems to be still an uphill struggle?
Well, I usually give you the same kind of answer every year, but I really believe in it, so I have to continue to give that answer, and that's in the people who are living with HIV. 2 weeks ago, I was in Botswana working with the clergy and the religious in that country, and we invited a man in his 30s to come and give testimony to us, a man named Paul, and he's living with AIDS. He's already lost his wife to AIDS. He has two children, one of whom is infected and the other is not infected, but he spoke so eloquently about the care and support that he found within his Catholic community, and talked about how his faith gave him so much hope to continue to live, to be able to raise his children. He has a very important job and a very demanding job, but he's able to do that. He manages his medications. He sings in the church choir. He's involved in a number of the Catholic groups in his parish, and I think that's the kind of hope that all of us need to strive to have in our lives, especially during this Advent season. We're reminded ourselves of that, and that's what gives me hope to continue this kind of work in trying to encourage and accompany the church as it responds to this tremendous challenge of AIDS.
Let's join our hands today.
That was Monsignor Bob Vitillo, Special Advisor on HIV and AIDS with Caritas Internationalis, speaking to my colleague Philippa Hitchin.